people have a hard time understanding why Catholics pray to Mary and the saints. First, we must establish that what Catholics are doing is not worship. Pray means to make a request, not worship. We are asking them to pray for us, just like all Christians ask other Christians to pray for them. So the charge of, why don't you just go to Jesus, doesn't really hold up. But why ask dead people to pray for you, as opposed to living people? To understand this, you must understand that all are not equal in the kingdom of heaven. Just like any kingdom, there's a king, Jesus, a queen, Mary, a nobility, the angels and the saints, and commoners, us, those of us who are alive. Why would I ask a fellow peasant to petition the king on my behalf and not one of the nobility or the queen? Yes, it is the kingdom of heaven, not the People's Republic of Heaven. Christ is the King of Kings, not the President of Presidents or the Prime Minister of Prime Ministers. Protestants recognize this, but they have a hard time really understanding it, particularly those who live in democracies and republics like the United States, where people are taught that all men are equal, which of course isn't true. False modernist ideas such as all men are created equal and have certain unalienable rights, like freedom of religion, speech, and expression, have clouded the modern intellect. You cannot read the Bible and come away with those errors. Now, unfortunately, in today's climate, I must clarify that I am not talking about race. I am talking about how a society truly functions with no regard to race. There will always be the haves and the have-nots. Christ said, "The poor will always be with you." We are not all created equal, neither in this life or the next. However, being on top here doesn't mean you'll be on top there, and vice versa. And not everyone is called to serve the king directly, though we all have access to him, and he alone deserves our worship. But some serve the king by serving and honoring the queen or one of the other nobles. In fact, all are bound to give honor to the queen, but some are called to serve her directly, because it's the king's will. And just like in the kingdom on earth, some in the kingdom are called to serve one or more of the nobles, and that's how they serve the king. This is why Catholics have devotions to saints. Yet Protestants believe heaven is just Christ is the king and everyone else is equal. That's more like a republic than a monarchy. In a monarchy, there is a hierarchy, and the people are positioned in the hierarchy as the king sees fit. He gives them charge over the things he wishes them to have charge over. St. Anthony for lost items, St. Christopher for travelers, St. Peregrine for cancer, and so on and so on. And, of course, the queen. She who has the most influence over the king, the ability to change his mind. There is a scene in the Downton Abbey movie that puts this into perspective. The king wanted one of the family members to go on a trip with the prince, but this coincided with the birth of his child. He tried to relay this to the king in hopes that he would let him out of his obligation, but the king refused. Later, the king agreed to release him. His wife found out it was her mother who was responsible for the king changing his mind, and when asked how she got the king to change his mind, she said, "You asked the king, but I asked the queen." If you want something from the king, why would you not go to those whom he has given charge over that which you desire? And when the king is away, he appoints a vicar, someone who speaks for the king. Christ chose Peter and his successors to be his representatives until he returns. Protestantism and Orthodoxy rebelled against Christ and his kingdom. Orthodox Christianity rebelled against the vicar of Christ, but kept their princes. Protestantism rebelled against the kingdom altogether, saying the peasants were just as able to determine doctrine as the princes and the vicars that Christ himself put into place. It was to the vicars and princes alone that Christ said, "What you bound on earth will be bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And to them alone did Christ send the Holy Spirit and promised he would guide them into all truth. Only the vicar of Christ and the bishops have the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Only the Catholic Church. This is why Protestants have fractured into 1,000 pieces, because they don't have the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and one man's opinion is just as good as another. This thinking led to the revolutions against the European kingdoms that reflected the kingdom of heaven and set up republics saying no man is above another, when of course they are, even in those systems. Even though it's not true and doesn't bear out in reality, the ideology has infected every generation since. And so Protestants and the Western world don't understand Catholics and the Catholic Church because they don't understand true Christianity and the kingdom of heaven. Until my next video, God bless.